That's it, man. You know, it's easy, man. It's easy, bro.
It's a message. Yo, man, make sure y'all have lawyers, man, reading y'all contracts, man. And don't trust nobody that keep dapping you up and giving you five every 2 seconds. Them niggas, you can't trust them type of dudes. You know, listen to what this nigga said as he's signing the contract. That's crazy. That little dude ain't read not a damn thing on that piece of paper right there. And you notice the tabs on the side said, sign here. Nice and bright for you. Just sign here. Don't read it. Just sign here. Just sign right here, brother. Put your soul down on this paper and you good. And then you just went ahead and did it. You know what I'm saying? Just went ahead and did that. You know what I'm saying? So you know, and look at Raw's face, though. After he signed that and they panned the camera back on Raw, look at his face. I never seen such misery in my life. Like, what was on that paper that made him look like that? Like, he just was looking like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what the, I don't know. Does anybody know where the Maybach Music Group is? Is that label still around? Cause I don't be seeing no artists over there. I ain't heard no.
Come and get this motherfucker money.
What do you think about the Illuminati? You think,
you know,
that's,
you know what's crazy? Me traveling the world, I meet so many different people, like from Vatican, I met ill painters that meet other like billionaires, zillionaires. Mm-hmm. And they always tell me, like, you know, nobody's ever gonna know about the Illuminati if there is one, but it is out there. There is a force of people that just like control everything, and money doesn't mean a damn thing. Like, mm-hmm. there's no price to what they do. There's no value. Mm-hmm. It's just like, I met this guy in Utah. I don't want to snitch him out. Indian guy. Mm-hmm. From India. But he calls Obama whenever he wants, like, the stocks to go up in each country. So if Obama's like, yo, we're doing deals with Russia, or we're doing deals with Poland, and Obama wants, like, the stocks to go up, he'll make one phone call, and then the stocks will just go up. And that's his job. I gave this guy a handshake, you know, and then he's looking at my hands, like, you know, because we were doing press, like, for Wire Image or some shit in Toronto. So I gave him, like, a handshake. But I the hip hop shit. You point like the gun point. So he's like, "Oh shit, that's the new sign." But I didn't peep that he was telling me that at that moment. I just wanted to take a photo. I always thought about, like, you know, Jay-Z doing these signs. Everybody's doing like signs, trying to connect with other people. But meeting him, like just him randomly telling me, "Oh, that's the new sign." Then he did it. He did the gun sign. So he assumed that that's the new way of communicating to whoever is in the hierarchy, because he's assuming, because I fuck with 50, right. I'm already in the hierarchy, that I understand the whole symbolism.
Peace, y'all. Peace. I want to talk about something today that dawned on me. I want to make this video short, though. I don't want to, you know, drag it out. Get straight to the point. And I want to talk about duality. And why I don't subscribe to duality. I mean, to each his own, everybody has a choice to do what you want to do. You know, some people say in the comments that duality is a balance or whatever. I get that. But, you know what I'm saying? My key thing is you can't serve two masters. You feel what I'm saying? And I don't know how duality could play a part in my life and what my beliefs are. So I just don't subscribe to it. So now, we're going to talk about duality, right? I'm not going to read nothing. I'm going to just freestyle it from what I know. Duality is basically everywhere, you know. Duality is everywhere you go. It's a trick of a part of hypnosis, basically to conscribe your brain to get a message to your subconscious, which will then in turn make you do what they want you to do. Kind of like a issue of mind control. Hypnosis falls under the same category as mind control as well. When you're dealing with mind control, the individual is put under a deep state or a mental, deep mental state, excuse me, and that allows you to get their message off. Hypnosis is very real. I mean, they show it on TV in the fact that to make people think that it's not real, but this thing has been out since the, I believe since the 1700s or maybe longer than that. Let me just get this right, because I don't give y'all no false hypnosis. I don't give y'all false crazy. So hypnosis is very real. It came out in 1770. I'm sorry, but I'm going to chop that shit out. It came out in 1770. Hypnosis is very real. It came out in 1770. What this is used to do is to subconsciously trick an individual into doing certain things or certain, you know, certain things that they wouldn't normally do. I believe that all artists on record labels are put into hypnosis, aka mind control, in order for them to do certain things that they wouldn't normally do as a human being. Not so much as the lower artists. I wouldn't say like the underground artists or people that are not doing, like, you know, like, remember I was mentioning like that, like in my live, I mentioned like people, there's some people that are normal and then there's some artists that are like over the extra. You got people like Davies. Davies is a normal dude. You know, Casanova. These dudes are low people. You know what I'm saying? They low. They not under that. But you got other artists that are higher up. And they you know, their music is worse. It's worse than, you know, these artists that I named before. But they're doing what they normally wouldn't do. You get what I'm saying? So I'm going to get to... Back to the duality, the black and white. So you see the duality, right? Everywhere. It's everywhere. It's in your rap videos, on TVs, on the chessboard. It's everywhere. You can't escape it, right? So some people want to know, why is duality is so important? Because it's to balance your brain out. Your brain has a left side and a right side. You get what I'm saying? Now, don't get me started on what side the brain goes to black and what side goes to right. I don't know, but I know everything has a negative and a positive. There's a good, there's a bad. There's a naughty, there's a nice. There's a ice, there's a hot, there's a cold. There's a heaven, there's a hell. You see what I'm going here? You know what I'm saying? So, everything has an opposite to it. This is used to subconsciously balance your brain out. When you see certain patterns in music videos or movies and it constantly keeps repeating itself, like the Twilight Zone, for instance, that showed the Twilight Zone, and it used to start off with the black and the white just going in a circle, and if you look into the middle of that circle for a certain period of time, you're under hypnosis. Now whatever is shown to you, you watch it. You get what I'm saying? You listen and you watch it, because it's trained to do that. It's training your brain psychologically. Open your eyes. In the innermost reaches of your heart, you are a tiger.
Tiger.
You are capable of great feats of strength and courage.
Strength and courage.
You can beat any fighter in the world. You will win the championship.
I will?
Yes. Out of sight. Tomorrow at your sparring session, you will demonstrate all the power you are capable of. And on the night of the fight, you will win over 40th Street Black.
Win.
Win.
Invincible.
Win.
50 with strength. Now, go to sleep.
All right, so I'm gonna break something down, right? This is where you. This is where it gets weird at. Okay, and I want to show you. I want to explain something to y'all. Okay, so now there was a black guy a couple weeks ago. I'm not sure of his name, but they were rioting in Philly for this kid, right? They was rioting and protesting and everything. Guy came running out the house with a knife. The cop shot him, right? Cop shot him. Sad situation. But here's the thing. Not even a week later, a white guy runs out the house with a gun in his hand. The cop shot him, right? Same situation, same thing, same scenario, same situation. But nobody protested for the white guy. Why is that? How come nobody protested for the white guy, but they protested for the black guy? But the same, it's the same scenario, the same fucking thing, but two different colors and races. So now, if you're watching the news and you see this, subconsciously your mind is trained to think like, wow, the police are really fucked up. The police are fucked up. But the deeper message is the duality in it. What made it so bad that the black man got shot up and they had to just protest and tear everything up? But when the white dude got shot up, nobody gave a damn. Do you get what I'm saying? It don't make sense to me. So here's the thing. This is where you got salt and pepper. And I'm gonna give this shout out to General Russetti. If y'all don't know who General Russetti is, go check out his channel. If you know, like I know, duality plays a major part in everything. It's to balance everything out. When you're dealing with magic, there's white magic, there's black magic. You know, when you're dealing with religion, there's Christ and the devil. You know, I don't know about the Quran. I never read the Quran, but I know that you have Allah and then you have Shaitan. You know what I'm saying? These are things that have to, you got to balance it out. You know, there's a balance in your brain. So when you're reading these things, if you're reading the Bible, right, and you're reading the Bible, right, and then it gets to a part and it just says, thou will be damned if thou go against my word. You know what I'm saying? And now that subconsciously in your mind, that's telling you, if you go against my word, you're going to be cursed. You get what I'm saying? So Now you kind of like, oh, well, I should pick this side. But they sprinkled a little hint of evil in there for you. They sprinkled a little hint of evil in there for you just for you to just be like, I wonder what that tastes like. You get what I'm saying? So when you're dealing with this, this is a balance. If you're going to deal with duality, you can't serve two masters. You cannot do it. You know, a lot of y'all dudes want to say, yo, man, I just want to buy my moms a house and get these cars and all of this, right? Yeah, but you got to go through some foul shit to do it. You have good intentions. Oh, if I ever got rich, I would go down to the homeless shelter and just give them a whole bunch of money and fix the world. Yeah, but you can't, you got to do dirt to get that. You know what I'm saying? You got to do dirt to get that. This is why a lot of times, when you see these rappers, they every time school about to start and around this time, right, they start handing out fucking turkeys because they playing that duality game. They did so much dirt throughout the year that now they got to give back and do good. Don't think of it as they care about the community. They doing that shit because they got to balance it out. I done did so much dirt, I got to at least give back to the people because it's like paying taxes for them. You get what I'm saying? If you like, you didn't took so many souls and you didn't ruin these people in the ghetto, you got to give that shit back to them. You got to give them something. So what you do, the most you do is buy some book bags and some notepads and shit like that that you get at Dollar Tree, and go get stand in the back of a truck and hand it out to all the poor kids and shit, right? And they just be so surprised that you came over and gave them a turkey and a book bag. You know what I'm saying? They be happy than the mother. You know, you be seeing these black folk. They be happy than the motherfucker. These rappers be giving them that shit. They be like, can I get a picture? You know what I'm saying? Not knowing that this motherfucker is a slime ball. He didn't sold his ass, his soul. He didn't gave up some other kid's soul, and they had him sign a contract. And you know, this is what happens, man. You know, this is what happens, man. And when you dealing with duality, you can't do both sides. You can't be like, oh yeah, I'm a praise God, but I'm a do the devil's work, huh? That don't even make sense. That don't make sense. There's black and there's white.